Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One of the important early discoveries about how prion disease progresses came from Dr. David Westaway. He's director of the Center for Prions and Protein Folding Diseases at the University of Alberta. Dr. Westaway was trying to figure out what makes a good prion protein in the brain transform into a bad prion, the cause of mad cow or Alzheimer's disease. What he discovered was a cousin of the prion protein, and he called it Shadoo.
When we looked in animals that had prion infection, that we found out something quite unexpected, that this other cousin molecule disappears. And it seems to be something quite specific to prion disease, and that piqued our curiosity. So we wondered, well, maybe something similar is going on with the famous, well-known precursor prion protein that we've known about for years. We thought it wasn't doing anything, it's sort of unchanging. Well, that's not the case. In fact, it changes dynamically as the prion disease progresses.
Since the discovery of Shadoo, new research by Dr. Westaway's lab indicates the body's immune system works very hard to rid itself of prion disease. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.